This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. By now, most of us have some idea of what we'll be giving this holiday and what we're hoping to get.
I want to get an 81-key piano.
Puppy.
Yeah, we do want a Shiba Inu for Christmas. So we asked for from Santa at Macy's. We're simple people.
Spider-Man,
everything. He's obsessed with Spider-Man, right?
Oh, I think as a gift I would like a nice pair of shoes.
Amazon gift card, because I'm uncreative.
A wand.
What?
A wand.
A wand, okay.
What did I ask for? I want a ticket to Disneyland, because I'm flying to California in March, and I can't afford to go unless someone else pays for my ticket.
And me, what do I want? I don't want anything for Christmas. I'm happy with what I have already, so I just want good health.
Will my parents hear this broadcast?
What do I want? You asked for makeup and lingerie.
Yeah, well, makeup and lingerie. Don't tell my mom. Don't tell my dad more.
There's joy in receiving what we want, sure, but there's a lot of satisfaction in giving as well. 'Tis the season, after all. So today, we're dedicating the show to giving. And we'll start with a look at something companies traditionally give around this time of year, bonuses. I came across an online greeting card the other day that said, Christmas bonus time, ... when the boss becomes the funniest person on earth. So, are you laughing or crying over your holiday bonus, or lack of one? For that matter, how many people still get a holiday bonus? We asked our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, to look into that. Bob, if you will, the envelope, please.
It's from my company.
Your bonus.
My bonus.
Maybe you can identify with this scene from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase's Clark Griswold has been anxiously awaiting this moment.
Open it, Clarky. Open it.
Yeah, I hope it's a fortune, Clark.
That scene shows how far we've come from employers giving small gifts like turkeys or watches back in the late 1800s to the cash payouts we associate with holiday bonuses now. Princeton sociology professor Viviana Zelizer says in 1902, J.P. Morgan helped usher in the practice, giving employees an extra full year's salary.
One can trace a transformation from a gift from the employer to the employee and gradually emerging as an entitlement, something that the workers expected.
By the 1950s, Zelizer says, the National Labor Relations Board ruled that unions could negotiate the bonus as part of the compensation package. Claremont McKenna psychologist Ron Riggio says there's a risk in giving holiday bonuses. Let's go back to that movie character Clark Griswold.
Griswold comes to expect the bonus, and so he's already sort of pre-spent it. And then the boss becomes essentially the bad guy in the whole scenario.
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, God.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
It could be worse. I once got a package of hot dogs. Yes, Frankfurters from one of my early employers. And these days, management consultant Bruce Tulgan says the slow economy has caused the boss to cut back or even drop the time-honored holiday bonus altogether.
They see it as an opportunity to shift gears. Hey, we're not going to do this anymore, or we're going to change how we do this.
In that case, Claremont McKenna's Ron Riggio advises employers not to just give workers the silent treatment.
If you can't afford to give bonuses or, you know, you're unwilling to do it, explain why. That way the employees have clarity. Honesty and transparency is always the best policy.
There is some hopeful news about the future of the holiday bonus, at least among small businesses surveyed for American Express. Researcher Alice Brayton says 2 years ago, 25% gave bonuses. Last year, it was up to 29%. And this year, more than a third of small businesses say they're handing out bonuses. Brayton says that's not just good news for those receiving one.
I pretty much see bonus giving tracking to a business's ability to give a bonus. When they can afford to do it, they do it. So the fact more business owners are giving bonuses this year says customers are coming in the door in greater numbers.
Which bodes well, of course, for the whole economy. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.